Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the fastest ways to get that retro rave, old school jungle energy into an Ableton Live 12 drum and bass track, a top loop stack. Now, when I say top loop stack, I mean a controlled layer of rhythm elements sitting above your kick, snare, and sub. So we're not building the whole drum kit from scratch here. We're stacking a few carefully chosen top end parts like break chops, hats, shakers, rides, percussion, and a little noise or rave texture. The goal is movement, attitude, and that slightly dusty, historically rooted jungle feel, without wrecking your low end. This is an intermediate workflow, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around warping, grouping, basic EQ, and clip editing. What we're doing now is making the groove feel alive and intentional. Start by setting your session to around 170 BPM. That puts you right in classic jungle and old school D&B territory. Before you even think about the top layers, get your drum foundation solid. Your kick should stay short and focused, your snare should be locked in on the backbeat, and your sub should already be planned or roughly sketched. This is important because a top loop stack can get busy very quickly. If the low end isn't stable first, all that extra detail just turns into clutter. Now let's build the stack. The first layer I want you to find is a chopped break top loop. This is the jungle DNA layer. You're looking for the hats, ghost snares, tiny taps, and those little rhythmic fragments that immediately say old school. Drag the loop into live, warp it to tempo, and if you want more control, slice it to a new MIDI track. That gives you the power to choose exactly which transients stay in the groove. When you're editing that break top layer, don't aim for perfection. In jungle, a little roughness is part of the character. Pull out the strongest top hits, especially offbeat hats, small snare flams, and syncopated accents. Leave tiny gaps too. Those gaps are doing real work. They let the groove breathe, and they make the backbeat feel stronger. A good teacher style tip here, think in frequency lanes, not just layers. This break chop should own the transient detail lane. Don't overcrowd that lane with a bunch of other bright loops doing the same thing. If two parts live in the same brightness zone, they smear together fast. Next, add a shaker loop or a closed hat loop. This is your consistency layer. It should feel almost boring on its own, and that's a good thing. Its job is to keep the top end moving in a steady way underneath the break chops. High pass it so there's no low end junk hanging around, usually somewhere in the 180 to 300 Hz range depending on the sound. If it gets fizzy, shave a little off around 6 to 9 kHz. This is where the groove starts to feel like it's locking in. A strong stack often has one layer you barely notice until you mute it. Then suddenly the whole thing loses momentum. That's how you know it's essential. Now add a third layer, something metallic or ride based. This gives you brightness and forward drive. Keep it subtle. It doesn't need to be loud to be effective. In fact, with these kinds of layers, lower is often better. You want energy, not a hi-hat spotlight. After that, bring in a texture layer. This could be a bit of noise, a filtered rave stab fragment, a bounced percussion hit, or something you've made with stock Ableton devices. One easy route is to use Operator or Wave Eatable to create a noise burst. Filter it with auto filter, add a little saturator, then resample a bar or two and chop it back into rhythmic pieces. That gives you a retro rave flash without sounding like a generic sample pack. This texture layer should not sit there constantly. Use it like seasoning. Place it at the ends of phrases, into fills, or right before a drop. That contrast is what makes it feel bigger. A short dry break chop sounds way more dramatic when it's followed by a slightly washed shaker or a filtered noise hit. The ear loves contrast. Now group all of these top layers together. This is where the magic really starts. Once they're in a drum group or routed to a dedicated bus, you can process them like a single rhythmic system instead of a pile of separate loops. On the group, start with EQ8 and high pass the whole stack somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps the low end clean. Then add drum bus with light settings. You're looking for cohesion, not flattening. A little drive can help. A touch of crunch if you need attitude, and boom should usually stay off or extremely subtle in this context. After that, a small amount of saturator can give the stack some grit and presence, and glue compressor can tie it together with just a couple of dB of gain reduction. The big warning here is overprocessing. If the stack starts sounding smaller after compression and saturation, back off. The whole point is to make it feel like one unit, not crush all the life out of it. Now let's talk about timing and swing. Because this is where jungle really comes alive. Use the groove pool on selected layers, not everything. A light swing feel around 54 to 57% on the hat or shaker layer can do a lot, while your main snare stays stable. That gives you human movement without wrecking the backbeat. You can also nudge certain hits by ear. Push some hits slightly late for a looser vibe, or slightly early if you want more urgency. Tiny moves matter here. In old-school DnB, micro-timing is part of the language. Another pro move, make sure your top stack breathes with the snare. If your snare is the emotional anchor, don't keep slamming busy accents right on top of its strongest moment every bar. Leave a little space around that backbeat so it can snap. Now let's automate movement over time. This is where you stop the loop from feeling static. Retro rave and jungle are hypnotic, because the pattern repeats just enough, then mutates slightly. Over an 8 or 16 bar phrase, automate the filter open a bit. Maybe bring in the noise layer only in the last two bars before a drop. Increase saturator drive slightly during a build. Mute the break top layer for one bar before a fill, then bring it back hard on the downbeat. Those tiny changes keep the section evolving without needing a whole new drum pattern. In a typical 16 bar intro, you might start with just the shaker and a filtered texture. At bar 9, introduce the break top chops. At bar 13, bring in the metallic layer. Then in the last two bars before the drop, strip out some of the top energy so the full return lands with more impact. That's classic DnB arrangement logic. Tension, subtraction, impact. Now, once the bassline comes in, check the relationship carefully. This is where a lot of producers get tripped up. The top stack should make the track feel faster and more animated, but it should never fight the kick, snare, or bass. If the top end gets too dense, it can blur the bass phrasing and steal attention from the core groove. Use utility to check mono compatibility. If the stack falls apart in mono, you've probably got a stereo issue in one of your texture layers. Also watch the 2 to 5 kHz range, because that's where hats, percussion, and bass harmonics can turn harsh fast. If needed, make small surgical cuts with EQ8. You're usually better off removing a little boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz and taming harshness around 3 to 5 kHz than trying to fix everything with more processing. One of the best habits you can build is listening at low volume. If the stack only feels exciting when it's loud, that's a sign it's relying too much on brightness instead of rhythm. A strong top stack should still read clearly when you turn the monitor down. The motion itself should carry the energy. Let me give you a few extra coaching ideas while you work. Use A and B versions of the stack. Maybe one version has more break top energy, and another is cleaner with more hat and texture focus. Swap them between intro and drop so the track feels like it's evolving. Try call and response inside the top layer itself. For example, one bar can be busier, and the next bar can be stripped back. That creates an internal conversation, without needing a fill every time. And don't be afraid to resample your own movement. Print 4 bars of the top stack, then slice it again. Second generation audio often sounds more unified and more believable than something that was just drawn in from scratch. If you want it darker and heavier, filter the air instead of killing the motion. Old school jungle often feels heavy because it's focused, not because it's bright. You can also use a parallel crush return if you want extra grime. Send the top stack to a return track with drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. Then blend that quietly under the clean signal. That gives you urgency without destroying clarity. So here's the big picture. A top loop stack is a controlled combination of break chops, hats, percussion, and texture that gives your drum and bass track motion and retro rave identity. Build it on top of a solid kick, snare, and sump foundation. Give each layer a job. Keep the processing light but intentional. Use swing, micro timing, and automation to make it breathe. And always check that it's helping the bass line, not crowding it. For your practice, try building a simple 8-bar loop at 170 BPM. Start with the foundation, add one chopped break top layer, one shaker or hat loop with light swing, and one filtered texture layer. Group them, process the group gently, then automate the texture into the last bars. Mute one layer for a bar and bring it back on the downbeat. Then listen once with drums only, and once with the bass line. The goal is not just to make it busier. The goal is to make it feel lively, retro, and controlled. That's the real jungle move. All right, let's get into Ableton and build the top stack.